Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Yonhap News Agency reports that South Korean prosecutors have indicted impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his imposition of martial law. The agency reported Sunday that the Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office indicted Yoon over rebellion in connection with his December 3rd decree that plunged the country into massive political turmoil. Yoon was earlier impeached and arrested over the martial law decree. There was no immediate comment from the prosecutor's office. Belarus's authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko is all but certain to extend his more than three decades in power following a Sunday election that is rejected by the opposition as a farce after years of sweeping repression. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The 70-year-old is poised to win a seventh term after a campaign in which four challengers have all praised his rule. Lukashenko has been in power since 1994 and has ruled the country of 9 million people with an iron fist. He does rely on subsidies and political support from Russia. He has allowed Moscow to use the country's territory to invade Ukraine in 2022 and later hosted some of Russia's tactical nuclear weapons. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Lebanon's health ministry reported that at least 15 people were killed and scores injured in southern Lebanon Sunday when Israeli forces opened fire on protesters that had breached roadblocks the Israeli army set up a day before. Demonstrators attempted to enter several villages to protest Israel's failure to withdraw its troops from southern Lebanon by the 60-day deadline stipulated in a ceasefire agreement that halted the Israel-Hezbollah war in late November. According to Reuters, the Israeli military said that its troops, quote, operating in southern Lebanon fired warning shots to remove threats in a number of areas where suspects were identified approaching the troops, unquote. This is VOA News. Israel has prevented thousands of Palestinians from returning to the northern Gaza Strip as it accused Hamas of violating a fragile ceasefire by changing the order of hostages it has released. Local health officials said Sunday that Israeli forces fired on the crowds, killing two people and wounding seven. According to the Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, around 70 people were killed in an attack on the only functional hospital in the besieged city of El-Fasher in Sudan. He did not identify who launched the attack, although local officials had blamed the paramilitary rapid support forces for the assault. The RSF did not immediately acknowledge the accusation, but has been threatening El-Fasher in recent days. Congo has severed diplomatic ties with Rwanda as fighting between Rwanda-backed rebels and government forces rages around the key eastern city of Goma. At least 13 peacekeepers and foreign soldiers have been killed in the fighting that also displaced thousands of civilians. The M23 rebel group has made significant territorial gains along the border with Rwanda in recent weeks and closed in on Goma, the provincial capital of around 2 million people. The UN Security Council moved up an emergency meeting on the escalating violence to Sunday. Kristi Noem has been confirmed as the Secretary of Homeland Security in President Donald Trump's divisive cabinet. AP correspondent Donner Water reports.
The yeas are 59. The nays are 34. The nomination is confirmed.
Republicans had threatened to keep the Senate working through the weekend to install Noem, a Trump ally who's in her second term as South Dakota's governor. Republicans already had held the votes necessary to confirm her, and Noem also received some support from Democrats on the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. Noem will oversee U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Citizen and Immigration Services. Donna Water, Washington.
According to security sources and residents on Sunday, suspected Islamist fighters killed at least 20 Nigerian soldiers, including a commanding officer, after attacking an army base in a remote town in northwestern Borno State. Boko Haram and Islamic State West Africa Province fighters have mainly operated in Borno, targeting security forces and civilians, in the process killing and displacing tens of thousands of people. Although weakened by military assaults and internal fighting over the years, Boko Haram and Islamic State West Africa Province have stepped up attacks in Borno since the turn of the year, killing dozens of farmers and fishermen in a series of raids. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.